His friends, the Shir should be expected. Absolutely, Nishmas, Gaon HaTzadik, Rabbi Cheskel Eliyahu, Ben Gaon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yehoshua. We know that anybody who's Osek in the Parah Adumah becomes Tameh. Not only does he become Tameh, his Begadim become Tameh. Like other Tumas Chamorot, that the Begadim become Tameh. The Shaila is, what about the upper layers of clothing? The layer that's touching his body becomes Tameh. But what about the other layers? The Rush holds that all the layers become Tameh, even though if he'd be carrying them, they wouldn't be. The upper layers that he wasn't touching, but since he's wearing them, they're all considered batel to his guf. That's the Rush and Zavim, Perikei Mishnah Aleph. The Gra argued, and so is the Mashmos, the Meiri, and so Mari Katz in the Shita Mikubetz and Baba Kamach of Heyam at Beis Ayin Sham. But the Gra and the Eliyahu Rabbi Kalim Perikei Aleph Mishnah Beis argues, and he said no, only the beggar that's tzamud legufo. And this Gra is problematic because he's against the Rush, he's against the Meiri, he's also against the Mashmos of the Rambam, Perikei Aleph Meavas Tumas Halach Aleph and Beis, that also is Mashmos like the Rush. That all the begadim are become tamei, and not just the top, not just the bottom layer. So, what are we going to do with the gra? So, Marv Rabbi, the Yishik of a Rebbe, Rav Chaim Harwitz Shlita, brings a raya from the gra for the gra from Gemara and Chulin and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The other Gemara is trying to figure out if shchita is considered betchila v'atzof, the whole process is considered shchita, or only the end it's considered shchita. So then the Gemara says, why don't we give an example without getting to the whole shakal v'tayr there? But of a case to prove that ain't a shchita ala basof, it would show if one person shechted part of the shchita and another person finished it off. So only the first person becomes going to become tamei, and not the second. Or you can, even if you hold like Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon holds two people can't shecht, how about one person and two sudrim, he's wearing two turbans, when he starts he's got two turbans, and then in the end he only has one turban. Since Eina Shechita Ela B'Sof, only the second turban is going to become Tameh, because that was the Sof. Rashi, Dibra Maskel Zevach writes, one person's shechting, he's wearing a turban, and then in the middle of a shechita somebody comes and puts another turban on and takes the first one off. From the fact that we don't make such a distinction, the fact that the Mishnah we were discussing doesn't make such a distinction, so it must be yeshna mitchila shechita mitchila v'atzof, and therefore it wouldn't matter if they exchanged his turbans in the middle. So this is a very difficult Rashi, because Pshuto of the Gemara is that B'tchilas Shchita he's wearing two Sudrim, and then in the end he only has one. That would have been a simple explanation. What compelled Rashi to say that somebody took off one turban and put on another one? More likely that he was wearing two, or it could be that he was wearing two and then somebody came and took the second one off and now he's only wearing one. Why didn't Rashi give that as an example? So you could say maybe Rashi left Lashon Gemara Sudr Kama, the first Sudr Lo Metame Sudr Basra Metame. First Sudr was, the later Sudr means it's a different one. It wasn't. But the Lashon of the Gemara is Shachat Chad Gavr B'Shnei Sudrim. He's shechting with two Sudrs. So you can understand that he started out by shechting with two Sudrs. And then Sudr Kama Lo Metame, the first one is in Tame, because somebody came and took it off. And only the Bas, only one he's left with at the end. And the Shachat Basr, Shachat Gavr, B'Shnei Sudrim is two, he starts off with two. So what compelled Rashi to say that it was switched in the middle when there were never two on his head? So it could be like the Gra. The Rashi held that the second Sudr is never Tameh anyway. The only discussion is the Sudr that's actually touching him. But if one is on top of the other, then it's not going to become tame like the Gra, and therefore the Rashi didn't say it's talking about where you started with two, one on top of the other, and one was removed. And only the second one is tame, because the first one wouldn't have become tame even if you would have left it there. The soda that was on top, even if you wouldn't have taken it away, it wouldn't have become tame, because it's not actually touching him. So maybe from this Rashi could be medayik like the Gra, that only what's actually touching his body becomes tame. However, obviously it was doch the raya, because we paskin that kohen shavad biyitur begadim uchisur begadim, his avodas mechulelas, mechal the avodas machlokas rishonim. If he added a beged chol to the bigdei kahuna, is that considered yitur begadim? Or dafka when he added beged kahuna, what's yitur begadim? Any beged or dafka beged kahuna? Some say like the tzad rishon, any beged, even beged chol. Medivrei Rambam perek vav milchus kliam mikdash halacha it's mashma yitur begadim is only if he was lavush old bigdei kahuna like to have natim, but bigdei chol is not considered yitur begadim. So it could be that Rashi hold that yitur begadim is dafka is also when you added a beged chol like the first tzad, and therefore Rashi couldn't have said that you're wearing two sudrim and then at the end of the before the gemara shechita they took off one sudr, because that doesn't work. Because if that's the case, then anyway his avoda is pasul. Why? Because it's yitur begadim. So this second hat they put on him, which is ostensibly chol, Rashi will hold that that's considered yitur begadim, and therefore where the issue here isn't going to be about tumah. It's not going to become tameh anyway, because yitur begadim, the whole avoda is psula. So Rashi could not have said that. We're talking about where he started with two begadim, two hats, and we're saying only the second one becomes tame. No. Meaning only the hat that he remained with at the end becomes tame. Only the turban he remained with at the end becomes tame. But anyway, it would have been the first, not because of. We would say that the second turban would come tame, would only the turban that remained at the end would become tame. Only the turban, nothing would become tame. Nothing would become tame because he's doing the avoda with yitur begadim. He can't do the avoda with that second beged. So therefore, that's why Rashi said that we're talking about when the hat was switched and not two hats, because it was two hats anyway, it would be puzzle, because he's working with yitur begadim, and it's actually meduyak, because the achronim proof from Rashi in Tzvachim Yitesam Aleph Dibur Maschil Shalosh that he holds that yitur begadim is when you added a beged chol. Look there in the Griz, so now it's meduyak why Rashi didn't say in Chulin he was wearing two hats, because anyway there is avoda would be puzzle. And there's nothing to talk about because there's going to be no tum at all because of yitur begadim. Now, beguf divrei agra, that only the beged that samach legufa becomes tummy, we have to understand why it's different than kalaim, that we paskin even if he's wearing 10 begadim, the beged elyon is kalaim, he's chayiv. So it's muchach that a beged is called a malbush, even if it's a malbush elyon, even if it's not samach legufa mamish. So we have to say that there's a difference between tuma and kalayim. Tuma, it says yichabis begadav, and the other gra holds that beged is only if it's mechasa gufo, because that's the shemish of a beged. Beged at some mechul gufo, but by kalayim it says al silba shadnez and levisha is anything that gives you hanas levisha. By tuma it says yichabis begadav. Beged is what's summer to you, and but levisha is anything that you're wearing, and that's why kalayim is anything that giving you anas levisha. Now, by kalayim, we find that a beged that doesn't have hanas levisha, you're not over. Like we see in kalayim perek tes mishnah that mochrei ksus, if you sell garments, they're allowed to wear kalayim if their kavana is to show the beged to people in order for them to buy and not to become warm in the winter. And look in the Ran and Chulin, Lamed Beis Amar Aleph Midat Be'arif, that even though it's a psik reisha, that he's nen emichum ha-begadim, his nana from the heat of the garments. Nevertheless, Bisar Hana, we don't care that it's a psik resha. His intention is not to get Hana, and we don't care that it's a psik resha that he does. And therefore, as long as there's no Hana, he doesn't intend Hana's Levisha, he's a L'mochrei Ksus, are allowed to sell their garments, even if they're Shanis. So, however, Rabbi Shlita was mistapik lefi zeh, what would be the din in such an instance l'nyan tum? In other words, if he's mocher ksus and he wants to show the beggar to people, and he touches tuma that's metame adam letame begadim, is the beggar tame or not? Do we say that there's no hanas lefisha, and it's not considered a beggar, like by kelayim? We said that by Kalayim, as long as there's no Hanas Levisha, and this person isn't doing it for Hanas Levisha. So maybe it wouldn't be considered Tame. However, we're Mechalek L'das Hagra. And we said L'das Hagra that Beged L'Levisha, we can say only by Kalayim we need Hanas L'Levisha, and that's Mutter B'Mochrei Ksus. So in Echinami, as far as Kalayim is concerned, it's not considered Hanas L'Levisha. But by Tumah, it's not Midin L'Levisha, it's Midin Beged. And how does the Gra hold? The Gra holds that only a beggar that's tzamed legufo is called a beggar. It's not about hanas levisha. It's mechases guf. It's called a beggar. So memela mocher ksus, who becomes tame, even though he's not getting hanas levisha, that's not his intention. So he could be wearing shatnez. As far as Dine Shatnis is concerned, it's not going to be Shatnis. But as far as Dine Tum and Tara are concerned, it's Tame, because by Tum and Tara, it has to be a Beged. What's the definition of a Beged? It's Mechase or Guf. And here it's Mechase his Guf. So therefore, he would be Tame. The Beged would be Tame. So we saw a Machlokes, when somebody's Begadim become Tame, if it's only the bottom layer or even the top layers. We wanted to prove from Rashi that the top layer does not become Tameh, and then we were Doche, because Rashi is Lishitaso, that it's considered Yitr Begadim, and therefore Rashi couldn't say it was talking about a case of two hats, because that's Yitr Begadim anyway, the Shechita is possible. We saw a chilek between Tum and Kalayim. Kalayim, it's Hanas Levisha, and therefore even the upper layers, whereas by Tumah, it has to actually cover his body. That's a beged, beged samad legufo. And therefore, if somebody is wearing, could be, he's wearing a garment, mochrei ksus, he's not going to be over on kalayim, but it'll become tameh as his beged. Because al kalayim, it's not because he's not trying to get hana. And al tumah, it is because it's mechases guf, it's a beged. We should all be zochem, mitzvah shem, lomod ulalamed. Lishmor Velas, Lakamis Kodivay Sam, Tarasa Bihava, Amen, Viamen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Best.